Morning. Welcome out to the Heather Ridge 6th Ward Sacrament meeting. My name is Brother Roberts, if you're visiting, and I've been asked to conduct, and Bishop Miss Back is going to be will be presiding today. We have a few announcements. First of all, for Ward Choir, let me just, and this is in the bulletin, but I'll just read it to make sure you have the information. The Stake Presidency has asked our Ward Choir to perform an arrangement of Where Can I Turn for Peace for Ward Conference on March 26th. And that's, again, another reminder for Ward Conference. So all are needed and encouraged to participate. Practice schedule. So today at 1 o'clock, that will be at the Roberts Home, our home. And then on the 12th and the 19th, and we'll be announcing that over the next couple Sundays, that will be at the Clifford's home. And then on the 26th at 8:15, we'll do a preview in the chapel. So that's for the Ward Choir. And we've done such a nice job. Like, our holiday choir numbers were fabulous. We also have a family history fair that's going to be coming. It's the annual, and this is also in the bulletin, the annual family history fair for Stakes in Linden in Northeast Orem. It says, come and learn how to get started or how to break through the brick wall in your family tree. It starts on Friday, March 10th at 6 p.m., and then it also is being held on Saturday, March 11th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., in the Linden Stake, and you'll see that there's some incredible speakers that are going to be participating on that. We also have our teacher council meeting today. For those who attended last month, I thought it was a great experience. We had some great discussions, and just to remind you, this is an opportunity to come together once a month to help each of us learn how to be more effective teachers by, working with each other and having kind of an opportunity to share, best practices and things like that. So that will be held both in the second hour and then in the third hour in the overflow. On the third hour, we will not have priesthood opening exercises, so for the elders and high priest and young men, please just go to your classes because we'll be using that space. Let's see if there's anything else. I think that's all we have. We have a couple of items of business. We've called the following individuals. Please stand when your name is called. Vanessa Colorado, primary worker. Jane Groom, nursery. We propose that they be sustained. Those in favor may show it by the uplifted hand. Any opposed, by the same sign. Thank you. You can be seated. I feel it's an honor and a privilege to be able to bear my testimony today. I was pondering this morning all the things that I believe. And, these beliefs are what hopefully drive my actions, my behaviors. And first and foremost, I believe and have a testimony that I have a Father in heaven, one that loves me, that cares for me, that put forth a plan so that I could grow and develop, that I could come here and receive a body, and that I could once again return to live with him again. I have a testimony that his son, Jesus Christ, is my Savior, that he's provided a path for me to learn, grow, repent, and prepare myself that I might return again to my Heavenly Father. I have a testimony that Joseph Smith was a prophet and is a prophet of God, who was brought forth at this time to help reestablish the church, to bring forth additional scripture that will help guide us and direct us. I have a great appreciation for the gospel, but the church itself and what it does for us. I think about if I didn't have the opportunity to come each Sunday to renew my covenants, to really be able to ponder the purpose of this life It'd be so easy to just get caught up in all the other things that happen in your life and drift away from what is most important. I have a strong testimony in the scriptures, and especially the Book of Mormon, that it is the Word of God. It provides guidance, counsel, and support to us as we ponder and read it. I also have a strong belief and testimony in the importance of families and what it does to help us. As I was reading the scriptures this morning, it mentioned something about the fact of the importance of marriage and family in the aspect of it helps you grow and sacrifice and become more like your Heavenly Father. Again, I appreciate all these things. You know, when I was a youth, our family didn't fully embrace the gospel. And I was very fortunate that even though we didn't have these things in our life on a regular basis, that the Spirit was still there to help and support me. But today, you know, with the knowledge I have, I appreciate that and hold it sacred, that the gospel of Jesus Christ and all that we have is for us to find joy and to be able to accomplish the great mission that we have here on earth. And again, these are the beliefs I have and the testimonies that I have that hopefully will keep me on the path that I will be able to return to my Heavenly Father again. And I do this in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We'll turn it over to the congregation to bear their testimonies. We would like to end by 5 after. Thank you.
I'm visiting this morning. My name is Joanne Anderson. I wanted to bear my testimony today to let my grandsons and my son also know that I know this is the Church of Jesus Christ on the earth today. That it is the same gospel that has been here since the time of Adam and Eve, off and on. It has been restored in our day. It is Christ's church. It is true. And you need to do everything in your lives that you can to keep your faith strong, to honor your priesthood. I know that we have a living prophet, and I'm so grateful for him, for the fact that we are led by prophets on the earth that tell us what the Savior would have us be doing at this time in our lives. I'm so grateful for my Savior, Jesus Christ, and for the opportunity he gives me to repent of my sins and to be able to come and live with him and Heavenly Father again. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
My name is Chandler Anderson, for those who don't know me, and that was my grandma. I love my grandma. And just to continue off of what she's saying, it's faith, and this last week we were watching this cartoon Bible movie about Moses and the Moses who parted the Red Sea, and we were just watching and how he saved the multitudes of people from the Pharaoh. And he did wonderful miracles for them. And still after many a time, they still didn't believe. And my dad said something that really hit me. It was really hit me hard. And he said, miracles don't make people believe. Faith does. And so when my grandma said, keep your faith strong, it really made me think, what can I do to keep my faith strong? And everything I do in today and tomorrow helps me keep my faith strong. Because I've seen many miracles and my faith has wavered a little bit. But as I've known to keep my faith strong, to read the scriptures, pray and come to church and take the sacrament, my faith has been getting stronger. And that's what has been helping me throughout my life. And I have a lot of friends who have their faith and friends that don't have much faith at all. But I try to help them see what can be done to help. And a lot of the times they are touched by the gospel, and the faith is just a core part of it. I'd like to say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
My name is Ona Dayton, and I've lived in this ward for 20 years, and I love every one of you. I want to share my testimony with you this day, and especially my feelings of gratitude. I've just been overwhelmed lately with gratitude. I'm so grateful for our Father in heaven. I know that He loves me, and I know that He listens to my prayers. I know that He answers me. I'm so grateful for His Son, Jesus Christ, for my brother and Savior who set the example for me to follow, and for His atonement that we might be have the opportunity for eternal life with our families, and for Joseph Smith, a great young man who had the determination and the courage to bring forth the restored gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm thankful also for all the past prophets and presidents. They're just awesome when you read about and listen and study them. They're just awesome. And for our living prophet today, Thomas S. Monson, who guides us and leads us and helps us all the way. And of course, I'm grateful too for our stake leaders and our ward leaders, our bishop, and for each of you. About a year ago, my brother passed away, and it left me as the only one of the family still living. And I started to think about this, and I thought, well, I better get prepared, and I better start planning on being able to endure to the end. And I thought, when you endure, you need to do that with dignity and gratitude, and that won't be easy, so I better start thinking about this. And for several years, Gary and myself both have had a lot of illnesses and things that have set us back and that we've grumbled because we can't do the things that we used to do. And it kind of made us so that our lives weren't so good as they used to be. But in the last few months, something has changed me. And also Gary, we get up in the morning and we look at each other and we say, we're on our feet. And we can talk, and we can go in and fix breakfast. And we know where we are, and we know what we're going to do. And it has just completely changed my attitude. I appreciate everything so much more. And we look at our friends, and we have friends that just are not nearly as lucky as we are. They've got major, major problems. And so we just are thankful for what we do have. And we look at our wonderful family. We have 32 little great-grandkids, 3 more coming. And, you know, that's blessings galore. So, and I think kind of this has all got to have something to do with me turning 80 this week. I think 80 puts you in your place. So, another thing I want to mention too is that Gary and I have been in charge of the sacrament prayers for the last year and a half, and we thank each one of you for being so gracious, for accepting the call to give the prayers. And when you think about that, a prayer and sacrament meeting is an additional prayer in your life. and you receive extra inspiration, you receive extra knowledge, thankfulness for the sacrament, and I think you feel a closeness with the members here in the congregation. I think if you really listen to the prayer with real intent, that you'll feel a closeness with the others here. And so I'd like to leave this testimony with you and hope that you can all have a wonderful Sabbath day and that you can have the feelings of gratitude in your heart and in your life. And I say this in the name of my son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
I must be a faster learner than Sister Dayton because 50 put me in my place. I love this corner of our building. And I'm grateful for the empty nesters who we have come to know and love. I have several things I want to bear testimony of today. And hopefully I can collect my thoughts and share those in a way that communicate. The first thing I want to bear testimony of is how grateful I am for the Holy Ghost and how aware I am of that. And as I think of my years of building and understanding and figuring out, was that some random firing of the neurons in my brain, or was that the Holy Ghost trying to tell me something? And learning over years of trial and error and, well, I don't know, so I'm going to just act on that and see. And learning how to understand how the Spirit speaks to me, I am grateful and more aware all of the time of what a gift that is, as we don't have to make those big decisions and wonder if it was the right one. And in the midst of outcomes, in the midst of struggle, once our Father in heaven has told us, yes, I will sustain you on that path through the Holy Ghost, how grateful I am that there's no question. On the hard days, I can say, well, I know this is where the Lord wants me to be because the Spirit bore witness to me in a moment of decision-making. And that has come in handy, and I've spent some time up on the Bonneville Trail complaining about that a time or two, saying, well, how come this has to be so hard? This is where you want me to be, or why is this a challenge? But I'm so grateful for that and reminded of that. And it truly is a constant companion. And over time, just like mine and David's relationship, it just gets easier and easier and more comfortable. And sort of in a spiritual sense, you can finish each other's sentences at times. And I'm grateful for that gift in that direction and bear testimony of the reality and the amazing gift it is to have that constant companionship. I work as a therapist, for those of you who don't know, and I work with adolescents, and the majority of my caseload are young men, none of which I can currently think of, who have a testimony or a belief in our Father in heaven. And it becomes challenging. I miss that in working with people and helping them have that spiritual groundedness. And somebody asked me to see a young woman from their ward who was having some struggles on a private practice basis, which I don't do a lot of, but I agreed to. And it brought to my mind, this girl was really, really struggling, but we could call upon the Holy Ghost to help her see and know and overcome the things that she was struggling with. And it reminded me again of what a gift that is to all of us, but particularly to our youth right now who trying to navigate some pretty intense challenges and what a blessing and a stark contrast it is to see and work and speak to one who has that relationship and that companionship. The second thing I wanted to bear testimony of is reminded again of our Father in Heaven's promises to us and the blessings promised in being honest tithe payers. Our family has gone through this little phase where people were making job changes and people were looking for employment, and our whole family was sort of in transition. I made that jump first, and everyone else was sort of all at the same time. We really needed some direction and some blessings and for those windows to open. And in praying about that, I had a very distinct impression to ask my family members and bear witness to them and bear my testimony of Heavenly Father is waiting to bless our family, to literally open the windows of heaven and pour us out multiple blessings. And I reached out and shared that impression with each member of my family and had that impression through prayer that we need to all make sure everyone in the family is where they need to be and that we're all caught up on tithes and offerings. And when we do that, the Lord will bless us. And I've lived long enough to know my time scale for blessings is not his. And I've learned over time that it always takes longer than I think it should. So just lower your expectations at least, or expand the length of time of your expectations. And I shared that with my children, both my married daughter and her husband, and my daughter's off at university, and my other children. And I had that impression, and I had gotten up early and gone to work. And so I called David later in the day and said, where are we within this? Because he managed that. And he said, we're all cut up and everything's good. And as we really did take our Father in Heaven up on his challenge to try me now herewith and see if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, he was waiting. And as everyone took that challenge, I bear testimony and am in awe of how eager our Father in Heaven was to bless our family based on that principle. And I just want to share my testimony. I am very grateful. I'm grateful for Father in Heaven, for his plan. I bear testimony of him and of our Savior Jesus Christ, and of the Holy Ghost that can be our constant companion and communicate with us and be with us and help us know what our Father in Heaven would have us do. And I bear testimony of the power of that. And I know this gospel is true, and I'm grateful for the scriptures that we can seek revelation on our own on a daily basis. I'm grateful for prayer and bear testimony of that as well. And I leave these things with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Carol and I have been back in the ward now for a while after serving at the hospital. And I wanted to say thank you to my Heavenly Father for that wonderful opportunity. We were able to take the sacrament to 10 or 12 15 rooms each Sunday, and it was marvelous. It was just a happy time because the people wanted the sacrament so bad. I could spend a lot of time telling you stories of wonderful things that happened to us and wonderful, marvelous, faithful people that we met every Sunday. The one thing I wanted to tell you today is that I made a concerted study, my son and I did, of the visit of the Savior to the Nephites. And I came to a marvelous understanding that as you read that, there are miracles marvelous, wonderful miracles that the Savior brought and caused for those people. But the understanding that I got was this. Those blessings followed promises and covenants. Each time those people made a covenant, such as baptism, or many times they took the sacrament, following those covenants and promises that they made to the Savior, enormous, wonderful miracles happened. Well, that was mine and Carol's opportunity at the hospital to take the sacrament to people who were struggling so that the Lord could then bring miracles into their life. And if you're struggling with life right now, I would recommend the same thing. Remember your covenants. Each Sunday when you come here, think of what you would love Heavenly Father to give you. But first, you must make a promise to Him. And then He can bring miracles and understanding into your life. That's my witness of our Savior Jesus Christ and how He and the Holy Ghost can work in your life. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, last fast and testimony meeting, at the end of the meeting, I made a promise to myself that I would get up this time. And this morning when I woke up, I remembered that. And I told Jeff, you know, you might not hear me today. I just feel like I'm a little bit of an emotional wreck, and I don't want to get up there and start crying. So, plus, Fast and Testimony meeting seemed to come a lot sooner than it had with the only 3-week break. But brothers and sisters, I would be remiss if I didn't stand and let you know how I feel about the gospel of Jesus Christ and my Savior. Life is always interesting. During the tough times of life, I have found in my life historically are the times when I seem to put that extra effort in to try to regain the closeness in my relationship with the Savior and with Heavenly Father, just start trying really hard to do all the things that I know will bring me closer to them and to the Spirit, because I need it so much. And without fail, they are there to help me through. And during those times of life when things are, you know, going along pretty well, smooth sailing, are times when I tend to get lazy a little bit and can almost immediately feel the lack in my relationship with the Savior and my observance of the gospel and those things that I know deep in my heart are true. I don't have huge swings back and forth, but noticeable. And in the lives of my family, I notice that too sometimes. And it's just a principle of truth that the more effort we put into something, the more blessings that we'll get back. And it's painful sometimes to see your family members not receiving the blessings in their lives that are Father in Heaven is just waiting to bestow upon them. And when I think about not only my own life and effort, but those of my children and our children, it's painful to see those blessings that that could come if only they would exercise the faith to do those things that are necessary. Sometimes when we're struggling in our faith, we feel like we don't even maybe have a desire to do those things that we need to do, go to church, read the scriptures, pray. Sometimes all we need to do is stand back and think, do we have enough of a tiny seed of faith to even have the desire to gain the desire to do those? You know, just take a step back further. Just, you know, pray or have the just the tiniest desire to start right at the basics. You know, I might not feel like I want to go read the scriptures today, but I can see maybe by looking at others' lives that it does make a difference. Do I have the desire to just, you know, take that tiny little baby step in that direction? And if there are any of you that find yourselves in that situation, I would encourage you to take that step, to have the desire to even test and take the step in the right direction, and that you will find those blessings come one by one, and it will help you to gain the faith and the strength to move forward every day. I know that this church is true. I know that it is the restored gospel of Jesus Christ, and contains all of the priesthood power and ordinances and truths that we need to make it through this life and one day experience eternal life with our Father and receive all of the blessings that He has in store for us. I know that the Book of Mormon is the Word of God. I know that it is another testament of Jesus Christ. And several years ago, I took the challenge to get a fresh paperback copy and read through it and just mark all over it every reference to the Savior. And again, my testimony was strengthened in that it is truly a record of the Savior, of the gospel, of His love for all of God's children. I know that the prophet, President Monson, leads and directs the church under the influence and guidance of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and I love all of the prophets and look forward to our upcoming general conference to hear their words again and find opportunity to apply those truths in my life. I am so thankful for my family. I'm so thankful for my husband, Jeff, and the great blessing that he is, not only in my life, but the lives of all of our children. I'm thankful for this ward. It's been a great blessing to move here and become associated with each of you. And I leave these things with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I promised the bishop I would be fast. It is so great to have our missionary daughter home. We can hardly sleep. I don't even want her to go to Walmart without me. We're just so excited that she's home. Last week, as we had some friends and family at our home, a sweet, joyous moment for me was to see this group of youth talking and laughing about their missions. One of them had to come late to our home because he was speaking in another ward. Another one had to leave early because he was home teaching. And to see the zeal and the strength and the excitement that these young adults have for the church, and to see their testimonies and to see them glow and radiate and to share. Some of them are friends from our ward in Seattle. Some of them are friends from here, from a variety of places. And to see them all come together and celebrate that joy. This morning, as I was reading the Joseph Smith history in preparation for today's event with the face-to-face with President Eyring and Elder Holland, I believe, and I was reading about Joseph Smith and the strength that he had as such a young boy. And my testimony is strong in our youth today, that they are like Joseph Smith, that they have those same strengths and that same faith. And as we watch this event, I hope that and pray that we can all, because we all have questions, that we all take our questions before the Lord and we seek for those answers. Because I know that it is with faith that Joseph went into the grove and received his answers. It is with faith that Abraham went up the hill with Isaac. It's with faith that Noah built the ark. It's with faith that Esther went before her king. All of these examples of faith are before us, and we all have those in our own lives as we seek Heavenly Father's will for us. I know this is true, and I love these young men and these young women, and I love their testimonies, and I love watching them grow, and I love serving them as I serve my Heavenly Father, and I say these things humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I had that prompting to get up and bear my testimony, but then my mom got up, and then Chandler got up, and I said, well, that's enough from our family. And then Sister Hamilton got up and said that she was fighting that prompting that she had from the Spirit. And I got that prompting again, saying, you know, you tell your family all the time, when you have that prompting, act upon it. And if you don't act upon it, maybe the Lord will get someone else to do it instead. And so I feel like between Sister Wise and Sister Hamilton, they had mine covered because I waited too long. And then I remembered still to act upon that prompting. And so I came up here not knowing what I was going to say. And then I thought, I had a feeling when I came up to remember the scriptures. Remember that. Why our leaders of the church tell us to read the Book of Mormon. And the Book of Mormon, not just any scripture, because we're reading the Doctrine and Covenants this year, and I read the Doctrine and Covenants, and I'm like, okay, I understand, and I get that knowledge, and that's wonderful. But I don't seem to have the same spirit, the same feeling come over me as when I read the Book of Mormon. So even though we're reading the Doctrine and Covenants, I still go back and read the Book of Mormon and remember the feelings that it brings, the truth of the gospel. And I think that's why we're all here, is to have the feelings of the truth of the gospel so we can learn to become like our Savior, Jesus Christ. And I told Brother Roberts I'd be really long, so I better finish up. And I know that the church is true. I'm grateful for the programs that the church has. I'm grateful for Sunday school that we're able to discuss the gospel amongst one another, to learn together, even if we disagree. I'm grateful for the Spirit, and I leave this in Jesus' name. Amen.
We appreciate all those who bore their testimony, and we'd be glad to keep the meeting going if people are prompted to come up, so we do appreciate that. We also appreciate Sister Hill and Brother Jackman for the music today. The closing hymn will be on page 123, O May My Soul Commune With Thee, and the benediction will be given by Brother Jason Hill.
Thank you. dear gracious Heavenly Father, as we gather here today and on this beautiful Sabbath day morning, we are so grateful for this wonderful opportunity we've had to hear thy testimonies that's been born here this morning, and so grateful to be able to feel thy spirit here today, Heavenly Father, and we are so grateful for thy many blessings that you have given us. We are so grateful for the members that we have here in our ward and the bishopric and the leaders and the teachers that we have here, and bless them and bless thy classes that we will be attending, that thy teachers will be able to feel thy spirit, to be able to direct thy lessons, and we are so grateful for thy church to be able to be here, and we are so grateful for thy temples that has been brought forth all over the world, Heavenly Father, and we are so grateful for thy gospel and for thy the teachings that that we hear. We love you, and please bless thy members of our ward that are ill or sick, and bless them and bless thy family members. We love you, Heavenly Father, with all thy heart. Please bless that we will all have a wonderful day and travel safely wherever we go. And we love you, and we say the same. In Jesus Christ, amen.